Despite a lack of rain and continuing drought-like conditions in Tampa, the city council today nearly overturned its prohibition on lawn irrigation. That bid failed, but the council did vote to have the city's water department study the issue and come back in 2 weeks' time, where they will vote again on possibly changing the ban. New rules implemented a month ago banned lawn sprinkling in the city, the toughest restrictions in the Bay Area, if not the entire state. But today, City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern asked the city's water department director, Brad Baird, to be prepared to study water usage and come back before the council in 2 weeks' time, where the council might vote to then overturn the ban.
Because I really think because our parks department and because it is just getting drier and drier, and who knows, maybe we will have those rains and we won't need to allow people to water once every 2 weeks. But I think people deserve to have us at least look at that in another couple weeks.
But Councilman Joseph Gaetano, bitter that his constituents in New Tampa can't access the city's reclaimed water system, which is limited to only in the South Tampa area, then proposed voting immediately on rescinding the ban.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we lift the restrictions to water every 2 weeks starting this Sunday with the people in the uneven numbers.
That sentiment was not supported by Water Director Brad Baird.
The bottom line is the restrictions are working, albeit painful, but they are working.
The vote to overturn the ban then lost 4-3. City Councilman Charlie Miranda appeared nearly apoplectic as he saw his colleagues come close to reversing the watering ban.
I don't know why we flip-flop. We should be at McDonald's, flipping and flopping hamburgers. What we have here today is a serious situation that hasn't gotten any better. The gentleman who was in charge of this water department just told us that. If it was to have rained last week and preponderance of 4 or 5 inches, I could understand that.